The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Mazel Tov, I would like to wish my dear son, Harav David Grossman, and the Beis Havad L'Inyanim Mishpat, a hearty Mazel Tov on the completion of Shas, a shiur for every daf in Shas, now with the completion of Masechtas Nida, daf Ayin Gimel. It gives me great pleasure to know that the entire Shas was covered. When my son began, he only began with the Seder of Nezikin, then he went on to other storim, and he felt that perhaps Kachim and Taharis is beyond the parameters of his supplying a duff, a beautiful shear for each duff of those Sidorim, and I gave him the advice to finish the entire Shas. He took my advice, and Baruch Hashem, now we are able to see the realization, the culmination of those efforts in the completion of the entire Shas. At the same time, I give him a bracha that his other great venture of having Batei Dinim for Chayshe Mishpat throughout North America, which will have knowledge and will have honest etiquette, to have that throughout the United States and Canada. It is something he's working on, and we wish him, just as he has completed the Siyum HaShas, so too he should be zocha to complete this unbelievable venture, which I've also given him advice to complete, and Mirtz Hashem, he should be zocha to see that also, and that we will have honest, scrupulous Batei Dinim throughout North America, Kein Yehi Ratzo. As we begin the Siyum on Masechet Nida, the Siyum of Shas, which today's Siyum is on Perek HaTinokes, in Masechet Nida, it brings back memories of past Siyum HaShas of Rav Gifter Zitzal, speaking about remembering the great Kehillos of Frankfurt and Presburg, Telz and Slabodka, the many citadels of Torah throughout Europe that were destroyed in Churban Europa, and of Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzal making the remark that Tinokes, this last parak of Shas Bavli, reminds us of the 1.5 million children who were killed al Kiddush Hashem. The young children, the Tinokos, we are reminded of Hitler Yimach Shemoi Vezichroi's great cruelty in killing those 1.5 million children. Today's Dvar Torah will involve the Holocaust. It is something that is connected with the 6 million Kedoshim, but at the same time, it is a Dvar Torah that can be used for a Simchas Chasam V'Kala, which is when the first time I heard this unbelievable thought that I would like to share with you. Let us begin with the last piece of Gemara in Masechtas Nida, Tana D'Beil Yoh, Kol HaShoyna Halachas B'chol Yoyim, Muftuch Lo Yishuben Alam Haba. Whoever learns Halachas every day, he is guaranteed part of the world to come. Shenemar, Halichas Olam Loi, the walkings of the world are his. Al tikri halichos ela halachos. Don't say that the correct word here is halichos, the going, the traveling, but rather halachos, the halachos. If a person learns halachos every day, then oilam loy, then he is guaranteed in being a ben oilam haba. And the question is an obvious one. The Mefarshim asked this question. Why does it say kol hashoyna halachas? The Tana Beil Yoh should have stated merely hashoyna halachas b'chol yoyim. One who learns halachas each day. Why kol, whoever? And some want to say the answer is that not only Zecharim, but even the Kavis learning the halachas so that are negated to them. Other terutzim, I would like to suggest the following. And this is based on a Dvar Torah that I heard from Rav Chanoich Arentroy Shlita, the Av Bezdin Emeritus of the London Bezdin. I heard this a year ago, that is in the year Tavshin Yud Zayin, in the Beis Shvidler Center on the campus of Yeshivas Or Sameach. It was at a Shavur Brachas, and Rav Arentroy got up in the Beis Medrash there and said the beautiful thought that I'm going to share with you. The Shalom asked his Rebbe, the Yom Shel Shlomo, why when we say in the Birchas HaShachar, Sha'aso li kol tzarki, do we say that that bracha is connected to putting on shoes? As the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos, that the Birchas HaShachar were really made so that when a person did each of the things that are mentioned there, he would make a bracha. For example, when he heard the rooster crowing in the morning, he would say, when he put on his shoes, he would say, Sha'asali kol tzarki, ask the Shalah to his Rebbe, the Yom Shel Shlomo, what does Sha'asali kol tzarki you have done for me, all my needs have to do with putting on shoes? And the Yom Shel Shlomo said the following beautiful teretz. It is brought down in Halicha Shlomo of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in Chelik Aleph. In the back of the Sefer, there are pieces of Agoda. And this is under the bracha of Sha'asali kol tzarki. Said the Yom Shel Shlomo, there are four levels that we find. Domeim, an inanimate object, a piece of ground, of earth. Then we have tzomeach, we have a grass that comes out from that earth. Then we have a chai that eats the grass, an animal. And then we have the medaber, the one who talks, the human being. Each of these elements is greater. It is moshel. It rules over the one underneath it, and it sustains its nourishment from the one underneath it. The tzomeach from the earth, the animal, the chai, the living creature from eating up the vegetation, and the adam from shechting, killing the animal, and using its skin for shoes and for other objects. So when a person takes the shoes and puts them on his feet, he is showing thereby that he, the medaber, man who speaks, is dominant over the entire bria, because he is dominant over the chai, the living creature. The living creature is dominant over the tzomeach, which grows from the ground, and the tzomeach is dominant over the adama. So if man is dominant over an animal, over the chai, he is dominant at the same time of the tzomeach and of the domeim. And therefore, very good, when he puts on shoes, sha'asa li kol tzarki. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made for me all my needs. There is one place in the world where man is not to show this dominance over the rest of the Bria, and that is in the Beis HaMikdash, in a place of Shekhinah. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, HaMokom Asher Ata Omer Alav Ad Maskeidashi, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha, take your shoes off your feet. In the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shekhinah is, go yachav, go without shoes. Because the place where you are at is a makom of Shekhinah. Makom of Shekhinah, that's not a place where man should show his dominance over the rest of the Bria. Explains the Rabbeinu Bechaya that by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Shal Na'alecha, take off both shoes. By Yeshua, when he was commanded to take off shoes, it says only Na'alcha, your one shoe. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to divest himself from his entire dominance over the entire Bria, and therefore he took off two shoes. Yeshua, who was not on Moshe's level, on Moshe's Madrega, he was only able to take off one shoe. He was only able to remove his mastery over the entire Bria in the place of the Shina, only one shoe's worth, but not two shoes. Now comes Rav Chanoi Cherenshroy and says a beautiful pshat. There is a bracha amongst the Shavar brachas. In fact, it's the second bracha under the chuppah, the first one being Bar Priyagafen. The second is Shehakoyel Bara Lechvoidai. Rashi in Ksubas of Chesam and Aleph wants to know why we say the bracha under the chuppah. That's a bracha which is Lechvoid Ha'archim. That should be said at the Kabbalah's Panim, when the Archim get together, we should say there in front of the whole Tzibur, Shehakoyel Baro Lechvoidi, everything is created to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Answers Rashi, that just like we find by Havdalah, the bracha of Bar Marir Eish, which has nothing to do with Havdalah, because Bar Marir Eish was instituted to remember that on Marishan, on the first Moitzoy Shabbos, when he put two rocks together, he created a fire. He discovered fire. So since we are anyway saying other brachas by Havdalah, we put in also the bracha of Bar Marei Ha'esh. So too says Rashi, Ksubistav Chesam Aleph, that since we're going to be saying six brachas under the chuppah anyway, we also add this bracha, even though it's the covered Archim and it should have been said at the Kabbalah's Panim, but since we're saying the other six brachas on the chuppah, we put this amongst the other six brachas to make a total of seven brachas under the chuppah. So what is the message? Rav Eretzroy says, I have a message. Not like what Rashi's saying. I think it's a muster to the Chasen and Kala. The Chasen and Kala are about to jointly show their memshala in whatever they will be doing in their lives. When they are born of Yisrael and be Yisrael, so they should direct it, Shakoyel. That's Osili Kol Tzorki, which we spoke about before, which shows man's dominance over the entire Bria, by a Yisroel. It should be Shakoyel, that Shakoyel. Shosili Kol Tzorki, Shakoyel Bar Lechvoide. I'm going to channel all our dominion over the entire Bria to the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted to add that, in other words, there are four elements, Daimim, Tzumei, Chaim, and Daber, but there's, the Kuzri tells us, there's a fifth element, and that is Yisrael. And Yisrael is a fifth, so when we wish someone, you should be Yisrael, to be Boine, Ba, Yisnem, and be Yisrael, we are saying to them that you're on a higher level than a Chai. You're a higher level than a Medaber. You are a Yisroel, and since you are a Yisroel, you should be able to channel your dominion over the rest of the Bria, Shakoyel Bara Lechvoide. My wife, Admev Esen Shana Shatichya, she asked the question, how does this explain when you take off a shoe by Chalitza? And in fact, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, there in a footnote, they bring two pshatim that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach said on this kasha. And I wanted to suggest that perhaps the pshat could be explained as follows, that the woman who's taking the shoe off, the yavama who's being rejected by him, and she's doing chalitza, she is saying to him, I am taking off the shoe as a symbol that you could have been zocha to fulfill v'hu yimshol bach, that he will rule over you as far as Tashmish is concerned, but you have refused. You do not want to accept me. Therefore, I am removing the shoe, which is the symbol of your dominance over me. And by me removing the shoe, I'm showing that you have not been able to fulfill, based on your own desire, you have not been able to fulfill the Hu Yim Shobach, and that is all symbolized in the removal of the shoe, which is the symbol of domination. Yavam is saying to the Yavam, here, you have not been able to fulfill your domination over me. Rav Eretzroy tells us that when he was two summers ago in Auschwitz and Majdanek, there are a room there full of shoes. And we have the same, a sculptor has made a sculpture on the banks of the river Danube. And they have men, women, and children's shoes there in that sculpture. And it is in remembrance of the men, women, and young children who stood there. They were commanded to remove their shoes, and they were shot. They fell into the Danube and died in the Danube River. And in memory of the shoes that they left over, this sculptor made the sculpture. And the question that Rav Aaron Troy had, what is the meaning of the shoes there in Auschwitz and Majdanek? And what is the meaning of the shoes on the Danube? And what is the meaning of the shoes in the Holocaust Center in Washington? And the answer is, said Rav Aaron Troy, that the Yimach Shemoinics, the Germans, Yimach Shemam Vizichram, they were saying a message to the Jews, you are untermenschen, you are subhuman, you do not deserve to wear shoes which shows man's dominance over animals, over the entire Bria, because you're subhuman. You're an animal, you're like an animal. Rav Erter went on to say that they made a tremendous mistake. The reason that they left their shoes behind was because, not because they were subhumans, but because the land where you are on is an Admas Kodesh. All the Jews who were killed, 6 million, they're all called Kedoshim, even if they weren't from in their life. But since they died al Kiddush Hashem, the Rishonim tell us that they have a din of a Kadosh in the world to come. That's why they took off their shoes, because the place that you are standing on is a holy place because of the death of the 6 million Kedoshim. And that is the meaning of the shoes of Auschwitz and the shoes of Majdanek. There were shoes there of men, women, and children. There were shoes there of frum and not frum, of Hasidish and Litvish, of German descent. All the shoes were a testimony to Kedoshim as opposed to the message that the Nazis wanted the world to believe in. And now we can say that perhaps this is the pshat in the last words of our Gemara here in Nida, Tana Debei Elio, Kol Hashayin Halachas B'chol Yom. And we ask the question, what's the Kol? Based on what we have said till now, we can explain. Kol, that Shahakol Bar L'chloidai, that Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. If you want to have a life full of Kedusha, of channeling Shakol Bor Lechvayde, of channeling everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do that? The answer is, Hashayna Halachas B'chol Yoyim, Muftuch Loishu Ben Olam Haba. If you will learn Halachas every day, if you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life every day, learning Halachas, learning what the correct thing is, and perhaps we can add a thought which I have heard it from Rav Chaim Shmulevitch, it's in his Sefer, he speaks about a ger. We know that when a ger wants to become a ger, he goes through a process, and in the process, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, he is asked, he is told about certain precepts, the chamuris and the kalis, the difficult things of being a Jew and the easy things of being a Jew. The difficult things are the averis, for example, where one has to give up his life for. Avodah Zarah, Shefichas Damim, Gilui Arayis. And the question that Rav Chaim Shmulevitch asks, the chamuris I understand, but what about the kalos, the easy things? Why do we want to see if he's sincere. If he accepts the hard ones, so certainly he's going to accept the easy ones. So why do we even mention the easy ones? Just tell him about the hard ones. If he's sincere, then he will accept. If he doesn't really want to go through such difficulties, he will refrain from becoming a Jew. Why bother telling him about the kalos? Answers from Chaim, Adarabba, just the opposite. It's the kalos that makes a person a Jew. It's the kalos that make him an Eved Hashem. It's the kalos, the easy things, from Moda Ani in the morning from Negelwasser until Hamapel at night, a Jew does easy things. Every religion has its difficult things. And in that sense, Judaism is not different than any of the other religions that have certain difficulties. But what a goy is not used to are the easy things. You mean that every detail of my life from the morning till night, every little thing I have to consult with the Torah and find out how I live that minute according to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what makes it difficult to be an Eved Hashem. And so if a person wants to be kol, he wants to be part of Shakol Baruch Lechvoidoi, it's only Hashoina Halachas B'chol Yoim. And those halachas begin from early in the morning till late at night. And may we be zoicha to indeed fulfill the words of the Tana de Be'el Yo of Kahal, Hashoina Halachas B'chol Yoim, Muftuch Loi Shehu Ben Olam Haba, Shenemar Halichas Olam Loi, Al Tikri Halichas El Halachas, Hadron Halach Tinaikis Tzalik Lo Masechta Nida, Hadron Halach Tinaikis Tzalik Lo Masechta Nida, Hadron Halach Tinaikis Tzalik Lo Masechta Nida, and also Hadron Halach Shas Bavli, Hadron Halach Shas Bavli, Hadron Halach Shas Bavli, Mazel Tov. I just wanted to add a final footnote that this powerful vort I have said in the past year in many places. I was in Montreal at the dedication of a new kollel for the Hasidei Belz that I said it, many other locations. And it is very interesting to note, Hashgacha Pratis, that a year after I heard this word on Parshas Va'era in Or Sameach, as we mentioned, I had a chasna of a relative and I was given a kibud. And what was the kibud? The second bracha of the Sheva brachas. Bar Priyagofen was given to the oldest grandfather and I was mechubed with the second bracha of Sheva brachas under the chuppah. She'akoyol bora l'chvoidai.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.